Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid.
What's this rover gonna do?
This rover.
Hold on, sugar. Daddy's got a sweet tooth tonight.
That has to be the mask.
Yes.
It's Jim Carrey.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
What happened to his career?
I don't know. He just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Does the earth have a face?
Yeah,
the moon.
I think so.
I know the moon.
Apparently,
the man
the moon
in the moon.
Goes. No, yeah.
I didn't know the earth had a face.
Right.
Yeah, he had that huge beard on David Letterman's last night,
right,
with that top 10 list.
Yeah.
I think those showbiz people, every once in a while, they have to do something way out there, like grow a massive beard or, you know, something to get attention if their career is kind of fizzling. Yeah, that's right. We know everything about show business. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It was, remember that song? It was the 1st of June. Another sleepy, dusty... No, it's the 3rd of June.
Oh.
I can sing it in 2 days.
Yep.
Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
Ode to Billy Joe. We can sing... We have to play that Wednesday, because it'll be the 3rd of June.
I'll make a note.
But not another sleepy, dusty Delta day, because that implies hot. What's the deal with this weather? This is like tonight could be Halloween.
Yeah.
Bundle up, kids. It's cold.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, Dan.
Global warming.
This is global warming for you right here.
Some would say it is. It's climate change, and that's what's happening. It's because we are blah, 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 blah.
What?
Thank you. No, some would say, even though you say it's global warming.
Oh, I know. They try to explain why the cycle also cools down.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody see the Tracy Morgan interview?
I did.
I did not.
Apparently, it's all settled. There's been a big check written or several checks by Walmart.
He's very complimentary of Walmart.
Well, I would be.
He and his lawyer.
A big fat check. I'd be complimentary, too. But I was thinking about it, and the sad thing is, if that same thing had happened to a regular person, they would have fought writing a big check. They would have dragged they'd have worn the person down financially and emotionally. But when it's somebody famous, I think there's a whole different, everything's different.
Well, yeah, they have a lot more money for
lawyers. And they don't want the bad publicity of fighting a guy.
A story would be a lot more public with a celebrity. And
then you wonder, too, how bad is he really hurt? How much of this is milking? You know, I hate to say that, but I think people do that. McGraw does it, acting like he's hurt and can't come to work. That sore throat stuff, he does that.
Is he back to work yet?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah, I think he is. I think
how many days? Because I know he was out some last week, right? Was it last week?
I don't track it. You have to check the sick day people here at the station. He's got a huge file where it's a sick days. It's a massive file.
It's his own cabinet.
Do they run reruns on 11.2 when he's off work? When he takes off?
Well, that's a real dilemma. What do you run on 11.2 television? I never thought.
Usually, you do best of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Reruns of his show, like before the show starts. Yeah, this show originally was broadcast on.
This is what we call the Burke segment. This is where we say, does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
All right. This is Dan Strauss. It's such a blah. Isn't it a blah
it is,
day? You can't even get going.
I think it's the weather, too.
No,
I think
of course it's the
clouds, the, the rain and the...
Well, I have a comment on this weather and something that I used to think... Well, I'll get to it later. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody. He's a bass player with a band. I can't think of the name of it. And he is a...
Southside Johnny Band?
That's it. And he does impressions. And he plays the harmonica. What do you have, Dan?
Had a busy weekend, and my daughter, Alyssa, graduated from Oakville High School.
You have a daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Graduated from Oakville High School yesterday.
That's a big deal. Graduating from high school is a huge deal. It's you know, these kids that cried when I graduated, it's always girls. I'm going to miss you. Shut up. Are you kidding me? This is the greatest thing ever. You don't have to go to school anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But crying, this is such a sad thing. It's always girls. No guy has ever cried because he can't go back and be with his buddies at high school. So that's a big deal.
Yeah. It was a big deal, and it was at the... Family Arena in St. Charles, and huge. It was really a cool, well done graduation, and everything was just like went right in order.
All right, let me ask you this: Did the valedictorian or somebody get up and make that same boy? Well, now our lives take a different path. You know that speech. That's that speech that I can't stand when a kid does it, because surely you could come up with something. We've got lots of choices ahead of us. Did somebody make that speech?
They made the speech, but they got up and they were saying something about looking to them for advice. And she goes, I'm 18 years old. I haven't really lived my life that much. I can't really give any advice. But
who was looking to her for advice?
Nobody. She was just saying that if someone would come up to me as a valedictorian and say that... looking for advice, or what type of advice would you give, or something like that. It was something.
Well, she'd say, do your homework. You'd good.
Well, yeah, do your homework. And, yeah.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to have a speech from the kid who had the lowest grade, barely graduated, of all the grades. I'm serious. Let that kid speak.
And you get know, up and go.
He had a D minus.
Thank God, I made it.
Or whatever today's grading scale is. And now, thank you. Thank you, Susie. Susie, our valedictorian, everybody. And now we'd like to hear from Ernie Tilbitz. Ernie had the lowest grade point average. Come on up here, Ernie. I would love that.
Yeah. And they made jokes throughout about wearing, name tags and stuff, or not, what are they, passes, or what the heck are they those called?
You're asking us. We weren't there.
Like a badge that you're supposed to wear, your school ID.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to wear it, but apparently none of the kids would wear them and stuff like that. So they made jokes about that throughout. But the superintendent of Melville got up and spoke, and he was pretty funny. At the end, he goes, and finally, I want you to look at your grandparents if they're here, and I want you to look at your mom and your dad and know that you are going to look like them and act like them and sound like them in about 20 years.
And he's right.
I know.
He's right.
I know.
But you'll never convince them of that. Just like you'll never convince them there'll be a day when time goes so fast, you would give anything to slow it down. Because it can't come fast enough for them. I can't wait to get a job. I can't wait to get a car. I can't wait to blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it'll all come, and then it'll just fly by.
And then they did an all-night graduation party last night.
You know, I just talked to somebody else.
A lock-in.
Yeah, a lock-in. Yeah.
Yeah, lockdown sounds like the police.
Yes.
But I just talked to a friend of mine who was a chaperone for that.
Yeah.
And they did the all-night lock-in.
Yeah, and she said it was great. They had a blast. They brought a hypnotist in, like a comedian.
Oh,
hypnotist.
We had one of those at ours, yeah.
And
that must be a standard across the board.
I guess. And they played, she said they played water pong. You can't play beer pong.
No.
So they played water pong.
Here's how dull
it's
and
not
boring.
As exciting, I don't think.
Here's no,
how
it's
boring
not.
My teen life was. I don't even know what water pong is.
It's beer pong.
Well, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know how to play that.
You play on a long table. I've never played, but I know how to play.
Right.
I've never played either.
Right.
No, I think that was after cups. My time. I was way too old.
You take styrofoam cups.
There's a long table, and then you stack. Usually you play with those red solo cups.
Right.
And you make two, it's almost the same formation as bowling pins. Yeah. So there's 10 cups.
Okay.
And they're, you know, you pour.
Said they're solo, now you're saying they're 10. What are they made?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then in each cup, I don't know how full of it, it's of beer, maybe half, maybe a quarter, I don't know. But you, I guess it's teams, and then you take a ping pong ball. And you try to bounce it in the other team's glasses. And when you make it in one of their glasses, that cup has to be...
you drink it.
Yeah, drank down by... Drunk.
It has to be drunk now.
Drunked.
Yeah, and so I think whoever clears the other team's glasses off first wins.
So they had to do water pong?
Yeah, they were doing water
why
pong
even do it?
They had to be rolling their eyes going, are you kidding?
Why even... And exactly, why would that even be an option? Because that's just kind of... you know,
well, they were just playing the game.
It wasn't like a setup thing
where they just.
No, they were just playing the game. They had it set up so they could play the game, but they
it's
couldn't.
Kind of
put,
like saying, "Well, you can't play beer pong here," but when you get.
Yeah, but when we get to somebody else's house.
There's always that kid. It's just like the prom. There's always that kid that sneaks in a bottle of gin or something and puts it in the.
Oh, in the lock-in? I don't know. They're usually pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty strict about that.
I didn't get to do any of that. We didn't. We had, but I'll tell you what, did do, and they don't have this anymore, and they put an end to it. That's too bad. Is a senior trip. We took a senior trip to Lake of the Ozarks. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think we did in high school. We did an eighth grade trip, but I don't remember a senior.
Our graduation
trip.
Class was only 88, so there, you know, three buses or two buses or whatever.
Oh wow!
And we had to for Lake of the Ozarks for a weekend, long weekend, and had rooms at a couple of little resort lodges and. Pool and back then they had the sky lift, the cable,
the
ski lift type thing at Lake of the Ozarks, and they had them in Clarksville, the Clarksville sky lift. You remember
that? I remember that.
And I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever kissed so much because I had a girlfriend and all we did was kiss.
Was right on
the sky lift.
Yes.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. We'd get on a bumper car ride, get one bumper car together, and just make out, just kiss till our lips almost were bleeding. That's all I remember about it is nonstop kissing. Remember when you couldn't get enough of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you're like you've been to the dentist, your mouth was so numb.
Yeah.
Her name was Linda, and that's all I'm going to say. No last name because her family could still be around. Not that that's horrible that I kissed the daylights out of her daughter. She was doing it, too. And it's very frustrating because for boys, and I've never known about girls, but for boys, when you're making out and parking and stuff, they don't realize you're about to explode.
Okay.
You're at the almost the verge of going crazy because you want to go and do more.
This needs to lead to something here.
Yes.
Yeah. Is all this is going to be?
Girls most of the time are just happy with the, just to keeping it at that.
And our big fear was pregnancy. There was no AIDS or, you know, I mean, there was gonorrhea and stuff. But the big fear was getting the girl pregnant. And I would never do anything because of that. So all I did was kiss. And if occasionally, if you're lucky, some boob feel. A little bit.
Yeah.
That was just like, winning a lottery.
You kind of try and brush, you know, you'd be.
Well, you test. Also. You have a test brush. You do a test brush across with your hand.
Did and she stop you?
And if she didn't stop you, then you know, okay, she knows what I'm trying to do.
It's wide open.
Start with an elbow.
Yeah.
But see, there are levels. What girls need to know is, and I was never the kind to talk to other guys. I didn't talk about girls, but you keep an internal score yourself. You know exactly how far you've gotten, second base, whatever. And it's a process. It starts with kissing and lots of it. I mean lots of it. And then it advances to the feeling outside the clothing.
Yeah.
Oh. Over clothing and then there's...
And then there's under clothing.
Oh, man.
Then there's there's under the underclothes.
Oh, yeah, under the under.
Stop.
Yeah.
I've been married for a while. Now stop it.
Better summer down there.
But yeah. I kind of... It's so exciting, and it's hard to describe. It's the most frustrating thing in the world and the most exciting thing. And then when a girl says, and push your hand away,
yeah.
then you feel dirty.
Yeah.
You feel horrible.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. You go, oh, I'm so sorry. You're not sorry. No, what you're sorry for is she said, no. That's what you're sorry for.
Yep.
Wow, I kind of missed that. I really did.
Oh, yeah.
It was exciting. Yeah. And then that...
the one-handed bra and hook. Did you ever master that?
Oh, yeah.
I just mastered it a week ago, finally. But I had to master it without anybody in it. I just went and got in my wife's drawers. And said, I'll see if I can do this. And I'll tell the story quickly because I told it before. And it's not even... I'm not supposed to be talking because it's the Burke segment. But some guys set me up. And because they knew I didn't know anything or have any experience, and they said, and I'm not going to mention her name because, again, it wasn't that far away, but they said,
Nookie Green.
Well, they said, you need to take Patty out because you can do anything with her. I mean, you can get some feels. And so I did. And it was an absolute setup. She was very, very religious and very ice cold. And I had already assumed from what they said, I don't have to do a test brush with the back of my hand. I just dove right in.
Oh, my goodness.
And plunged my hand down in there. She, where I'm from in the South, the expression was she knocked the tar out of me. She slapped me so hard and said, take me home now. Who do you think I am? What kind, that line, what kind of girl do you think I am?
Yes.
And I mean, I had to take her home immediately, and I felt filthy.
Oh yeah,
I felt mad, but mad at these guys who told me that because they knew what was going on. And now I'm scared of her.
She's going to tell her parents what happened.
Well, I visualized her running from the car. Mommy, he tried to touch my breast.
Yeah.
And then her dad comes out with a gun. All the stuff went through my head. And then you got to deal with the next day at school facing them. After what happened.
Well, and the guys, but they, you know what? They set you up, but they weren't there to witness it. I mean, you need to, like, witness something like that.
Oh, no, the next
day
they asked, hey, how did it go? I said, shut up. Mm. You know, I mean, you know how it went.
Yeah.
But all these crazy emotional things, I'm telling you something. I don't know that I would ever want to be 16, 17 again. It's tough.
When you do finally get so far and you're like, she's letting you go so far, and then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh.
And what's interesting
Never mind.
You're the one trying to make these get to these different levels.
Yeah.
At least the girls I was with, they never reached for anything.
No.
And I thought, why aren't they as curious?
Yeah.
I wish they were.
Well, go ahead and reach.
He'd love to meet you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's trying to jump up and meet you now. What else did you have?
At the all-night graduation, they gave each kid a number when they went in the door, and then they had door prizes and stuff. So they had like a TV.
Who wants a door? What would you do with a door?
I don't know.
I just think
they had drawings, and then they had a TV, and they had some other – Alyssa said they had some pretty big prizes, and – So she ended up winning one of
Corvette?
Those mini fridge for the dorm room.
That's very useful for a new college
You're
student.
A popular kid when you get a little refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, so she got a mini fridge. One of her friends got the TV. They picked her number first, so you got to go up and pick out of the big prizes what you wanted. So,
is that it?
Yeah, it was a good
Congratulations.
Night. Yeah.
That's a big, big deal, graduation.
Yeah.
What about you, Peon?
Anything? I do, but
right,
we can break
Let's take a break. We come back. We'll hear from Eon the Peon, his contribution to the Burke segment. My bank is First Community Credit Union, but it's not really a bank. It's a credit union. Let's put it this way. Where I bank is First Community Credit Union. You probably know that if you've listened for a while. Now, a credit card, debit card, savings checking, loans, business loans, anything that you would sit here now, if you were sitting here, and you could tell me that you do at your bank, you can do it First Community Credit Union. For all intents and purposes, the other day, somebody sent me an email, and in it he said, well, for all intensive purposes.
Intensive.
And I had never heard it put that way, but that's how he's heard it his whole life, for all intensive purposes.
People
and it sounds kind of like
say
that.
It real fast.
Yeah, for all intensive purposes.
Know.
It sounds like that. And now back to the story. It's for all intents and purposes, it's a bank. It's a place to bank. And people, the common question is, what is the difference between a bank and a credit union? Well, a credit union is a nonprofit. A credit union doesn't have any owners like a bank does, and they divvy up the profits at the end of the year. Many people feel that a credit union, it's going to be a little bit easier for you to get the loan pushed through. If your credit is, not where you'd like for it to be. That was the original purpose of credit unions, so that people that worked at certain places could get preferential treatment. They would be looked at not quite as harshly when it came to time to make a judgment call on should we loan this person the money or not. And it was great to know that you had those people there when you needed them. And it's still great to know, and that's still kind of the way it is. You're a member, not a customer. First Community Credit Union, the largest, I might add, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, getting bigger every day for good reason. Check it out. If you move your car loan there now, they'd like to give you $100 just for moving it to First Community Credit Union. Great rates, too, on RVs and boats. 40 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we are essentially incident-free out there. We've got a stall reported on Highway 44 out by Six Flags. That one's not causing you any problems. A little bit of volume crossing the Poplar Street Bridge into downtown St. Louis, mainly at that Illinois end. What I saw this morning was a lot of drivers still don't realize there's two lanes to drive on that bridge, so they weren't using them both this morning, so that's what caused a lot of the problems this morning. Still some volume headed northbound on 55, that right lane heavy, headed towards the Poplar. Other than that, a great start to your afternoon drive on a Monday. This update brought to you by Sprint. No one has a more reliable network in St. Louis than Sprint. Independent third-party testing of four mobile networks told us so. Learn more today at Sprint.com/St. Louis Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Joe Vitale, and I'm a multimillionaire. But I didn't become one by playing the stock market or flipping real estate or chasing after money with some get-rich-quick scheme. I became a multimillionaire by learning how to make money chase me. That's right, when I was a homeless man living on the streets, I discovered the little-known secrets to attracting money. I feel so grateful about how miraculously my life was transformed, and now I want to share these life-changing secrets with you. So please, let me send you my powerful free book, Attract Money Now, revealing the 7 secrets to attracting money. You could change your life just like I changed mine. Call now, 1-800-500-8612. These secrets are so simple, you could easily attract as much money as you want, whenever you want, no matter what the economy does or how the stock market performs. So start attracting money today. Call now for my life-changing free book, revealing the 7 secrets to attracting money. 1-800-500-8612. That's 1-800-500-8612.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at Kathy Helbig Group. Or 314-276 sold.
4.
Nice shot. Too bad it's on the wrong green.
Golf should be fun, right? Well, if you agree with that, then Fairfield Golf Club in Columbia, Illinois is just the place for you. Fairfield Golf Club is an 18-hole public course, and they always have some great deals. Fairfield Golf Club is nestled in a beautiful country setting just 10 minutes from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. It's lovingly groomed and noted for its quick pace of play. The par 71 layout presents every level of golfer a challenge or two, but don't take our word for it. Come out and play Fairfield Golf Club for yourself. Once you do, it will become your favorite place to play.
4.
5. 6.
7.
How many strokes are you going to do?
Call Fairfield Golf Club at 618-281-7773. That's 618-281-7773. Or better yet, go to fairfieldgolfclub.com for money-saving weekly specials. Find out for yourself. Play Fairfield Golf Club in nearby Columbia, Illinois, where the fun begins.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. To succeed in business, you need to be nimble and strike at every opportunity. Access to funding is important, so you can make the right moves at the right time in order to grow your business. I work with so many small businesses, and I hear how hard it can be to get funding. The mountains of paperwork, the tax forms, the references, and waiting weeks for an answer. That's why there's Kabbage. Kabbage was created with the small business owner in mind. Just fill out a quick online application. You will get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. You can draw any amount at any time, even from your mobile device. There are no fees to set up the line, and you pay nothing until you take a loan. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, the number one online provider of small business loans.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
Are you paralyzed by the media's never-ending doom and gloom about retirement? Find out what's true and what's hype. Learn how to take control on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
We are mere moments away from Eon the Peon's contribution to the Burke segment. Allow me, if you would, quickly to remind all of you with this weather that this is the season. Now, usually it's a little warmer than it is now. This is the time of year people start doing things to their homes that they've been putting off. And who doesn't put off window replacement? There's a not-so-exciting thing to do. You know, there are just certain things I call grudge purchases. You do them because you have to do them, because they start costing you money if you don't. House is kind of falling apart and the windows are going. Window world. And even though it's not exactly as it's not as exciting as buying, I don't know, I think getting a new car is an exciting thing. You can ride it and go fast in it maybe, and it looks good. You feel good in it. Windows, until you get them, you sort of, I think, dread it. And then you realize what a difference it makes. And I don't speak from experience. I speak from emails from people. I've not had to do it yet, replace windows. If you do, we would love it if you would consider, and I always say consider, Window World. And I think when you do your homework and you nose around and get online and talk to people, you'll understand why this is the number one selling replacement window in the entire country. And I don't think second place comes close. I think the number two replacement window is something like 20% of the sales of Window World. And there are two big reasons for that. There are more, but two big ones. Lifetime warranty and good housekeeping seal of approval. Those are huge. And I don't think there's any other window for any price anywhere near that that can give you those two things. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A couple things to share here. I saw these interesting lists, and I thought they were fun to throw around some facts. The first one is, these are facts that you didn't know. We shared a couple different ones.
Well, you don't know that I don't know them. I know a lot of stuff.
That's true. You may.
I learned a lot of it right here.
The first one, yes, this is the learning show, and it'll be more so today. The first one, we share about 50% of our DNA with bananas. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
How about that?
Well, there's one part of a man's body that's kind of a banana. That, yeah. I could get, but women, I don't know that I get it for women.
The second one, this is kind of gross. Every day, the average person swallows about a quart of snot.
I've heard this. Oh. And what people don't realize is it's not filthy. It's actually it's clean.
It's because it's
filtered, kind of.
It is filtered.
Yeah.
And I heard a doctor on TV.
Like your saliva is pure. There's no impurities.
Yeah, a pediatrician said, hey, if your kid eats his boogers, don't freak out about it. They're not filthy.
Yeah.
They're not dirty.
But when you picture what a quart of oil looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a lot, but spaced out over the course of a day.
Well, and if you've ever spit it out, it's slime and grit. Yeah. It looks horrible. Like, this has got to be full of disease. No, it's not.
This next one is pretty interesting. It's about space. There is a floating mass of reservoir of water floating in space. It's 100,000 times bigger than our sun, and it holds 140 trillion times more water than all of our oceans.
All right, how do they know this?
Well,
and why has no spacecraft ever hit that water?
Because this must be way out there somewhere. It doesn't say exactly where it is.
How do they know?
Yeah, how could they possibly know?
We can see some things, pretty far.
With the Hubble?
The Hubble telescope is one. Mosquito repellents don't actually repel.
I knew this.
They hide you from the mosquitoes.
You're invisible scent-wise.
Yeah.
I knew this.
Somebody said, I saw something, I don't know if it was on Facebook, or they said that they put Listerine around. Because the mosquitoes don't, that smell will hide you from them or whatever.
That's a good story.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
You always hear the phrase, older than bread, or before sliced bread, Betty White is literally.
That's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
That's
what Betty White is literally older than sliced bread. It was invented in 1928. Betty White was born in 1922.
And before that, people got their bread in loaves, and they cut it themselves. And think about this. Somebody.
I got an idea.
I got a great idea. I'll slice this bread
up. We'll cut the bread before we sell it.
And I wonder, if that person got rich.
Made money? Probably not.
Probably not.
There's enough fuel in a full tank of a jumbo jet to drive an average car four times around the world. That's pretty.
Whoa.
That's pretty amazing to think of. This one explains why men have nipples.
I've always wondered this.
It is because everyone is a female until the Y chromosome kicks in.
So at one time, we were girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think everybody starts out in the womb as female. And then
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Once the wiener is developed.
Once the Y chromosome kicks in.
Bruce Jenner's just didn't kick in? Is that kind of the deal?
Not all the way.
Well, it did kick in, but mentally it didn't kick in.
It was a small Y, lowercase Y.
I never knew that we were all girls.
Dog nose prints are unique, as unique as human fingerprints. And can be used to identify dogs, by the... There's a garbage swirl in the Pacific Ocean the size of Texas.
What?
Yes. I've heard about just this huge mass of garbage just floating in the ocean, and it's the size of Texas. On Uranus, Dan?
Yes.
Why Dan's saying that?
The planet?
No. He's fascinated with Uranus.
The planet.
On the planet Uranus.
He's fascinated with
my anus? No, the planet.
I think all of them, maybe.
Yeah.
On Uranus and Neptune, it literally rains diamonds, I guess because of the minerals and stuff in the air there.
Boy, if we could ever send craft up there.
You think about that, right?
Catch a bunch of that stuff.
Be rich. Cool. But I think if you had the money to get to Uranus or Neptune, you wouldn't need all those diamonds.
That's true. And if we went up there and got a bunch of them, then they'd be worthless because we have too many of them.
Men process other men's voices with the part of the brain that processes simple sounds, such as car engines and machinery. But when they process female voices, they use the part of the brain that processes music, whatever that
means. Well, because a woman's voice is like music to our ears.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
How about that?
Yeah.
Don't laugh. Ladies like that kind of talk. Your voice is music to my ears. Oh, have sex with me. It works.
You replace every particle in your body every 7 years. So you are literally not the same person you were 7 years ago.
Wow.
How about that? If you were to remove all the empty space from the atoms that make up every human on Earth, the entire world population couldn't fit into an apple. I can't even process that one, wrap my head around that one. If you remove all of the empty space from the atoms that make up – so there must be a lot of empty space inside each atom – that makes up every human on Earth.
Nobody can follow this.
No.
That one's
go to the next one.
Here, this one's more.
This is too heavy.
More up our alley. Continuous We don't like this flatulence word, but I'm gonna use the word here.
What, farting?
Continuous farting.
No, we do not like that
for word. 6 years and 9 months would create enough energy equal to that of an atomic bomb.
I did that the other day.
This is pretty interesting. NASA has successfully
easy for you to say.
Beamed Wi-Fi internet to the moon.
I can't get it from my house to downstairs.
I know. Humans shed 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime.
I did know that.
A portion of the water you drink has already been drunk by someone else, maybe several times over.
Well, tell them that other thing that you discovered. You're the one that found the article that every drop of water we drink was at one time dinosaur urine. I'm not kidding.
Must be, yeah, all the water supplies on Earth must have at one point
been dinosaur urine.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
And this last one, the average female orgasm, I don't know, can we say that?
Yes.
Lasts four times as long as the average male one.
Once again, they get it all.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that led me to this other list. These are kind of R-rated facts that we didn't learn in school. Like this one, President Warren Harding. Everybody knows about him, right?
He was a big guy.
He wrote over 1,000 pages of erotic correspondence to his mistress of 15 years, Carrie Phillips. Highlights include an invitation to get sopping wet at Lake Superior and multiple references to his friend Jerry, a.k.a. his Weezer.
Jerry?
You know, there's something about being president that causes you to go kind of sexually crazy.
Oh, I'm sure,
now, except Obama. I don't think Obama...
Nothing has come out yet about
nothing
him.
Nothing has come out, but Kennedy, LBJ, Clinton, I mean, FDR. Eisenhower.
Oh,
they all
sure.
had a bunch of girlfriends.
Jimmy Carter, I don't think. I don't think he was...
No, I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
Even with all the power he had, I
well,
guess.
Well, he wasn't that good looking.
Well, he probably tried, but then he showed him those teeth, those yellow horse teeth. How would you like to go out with me?
Oh, no. Close your mouth, Jimmy.
This next one here. For hundreds of women, for hundreds of years, royal women in Europe gave birth in front of a crowd.
In front of a crowd?
Yeah, they said it was a big custom among the French royalty.
It looks like the baby's crowning.
Oh, they had play-by-play
and everything.
And she's pushing real hard. Get up, baby. Get up, baby.
The first public screening of
Mike, we've covered many of these births, these deliveries, and I think this might be the most interesting one we've ever had. This lady must weigh 350 pounds.
Yes. Yes, she does.
It'll
boy.
Be interesting to see the size of this child.
All right, she's got her feet in the stirrups, and she's ready for action.
That kid popped out low and into the inside. And the last one here, the first public screening of a projected motion picture occurred in 1895. And in less than a year, the earliest pornographic movie came out. So they
didn't take long.
They went to work quick. Oh, yeah,
it didn't take long.
That was it.
Well, that was very interesting. People think we're kidding when we say it's a learning show. Look what you just learned. Look at all the stuff you learned.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. Folks, I don't know what else to say except... If you haven't seen the cover of Vanity Fair yet, and I didn't until just before I left the house today, Caitlyn Jenner, that's Bruce's new name, you are not going to believe what you're going to see. If you haven't seen it, this transformation, I've seen two things in my life that I knew they were coming. I mean, I heard that it was on the way, but then when I saw the end result, the after, I was stunned. One was that Chaz Bono, because I saw Chaz as Chastity. I'm old enough to watch The Sonny and Cher, so Dan, you watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And they would bring that little Chastity.
Oh, that little blonde-headed girl. Yeah.
One of the cutest little girls I've ever seen. And then when they reveal Chaz Bono, you can't even believe it. You can't believe it's the same thing. That's the case with Caitlyn Jenner. You're not going to believe this. As they say, she cleaned up real good. And this is I guess a kind of a weird thought, but that's exactly an example. When you see, and you can look, if you've got a smartphone, a computer, just Google, type in Vanity Fair cover Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner. You're not going to believe it. This is exactly the kind of look that gets guys all messed up mentally, because in a dim, you know, sparsely lit bar, this Caitlyn Jenner, a guy would take her out to the parking lot, and then after about 15 minutes, realize, wait a minute.
Do the brush, and then
yeah,
like,
whoa, what's going on down there? Because you would not know. You wouldn't know. It's, I don't know what word to use. I, impressive, I can't use that. It's just, it's
different.
It's shocking, I guess is the word. So Vanity Fair, if you haven't seen it, the reveal of Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, I heard the Bruce Jenner Twitter handle is no more. He deleted that one, and Caitlyn now has replaced that with her own Twitter handle, Caitlyn Jenner. So
no, this is far beyond anything I would ever have imagined would be the end product for Bruce Jenner. I thought it was going to be a guy putting on a dress, and it looked like, oh, yeah, there's a guy who put on a dress, and he's trying to look like a woman.
Spelled C-A-I, Caitlyn, C-A-I-T.
I don't know.
L-Y-N.
Yeah, L-Y-N. C-A-I-T-L-Y-N. If you type in Caitlyn Jenner, get ready. You're not going to believe it. Jose Hernandez is going to join us today, because today is the day we talk technical stuff. I had a guy out this morning, a terrific guy from DirecTV, and we decided we wanted to get, you know, TV in the bathroom. And it was a very interesting process, because that little TV didn't have an HDMI cable. I actually know what that is, and I can't believe I know what it is, because I don't know much more. And if you're the same way, or you know a lot, this is your guy, Jose, and he'll be in next hour, and you're welcome to call him. We'll give you the numbers right after we break and come out of the 4 o'clock news block. Let's talk about pain. Let's talk... I got to stop for a second and tell you, when I was a kid, when I would hear old people say, oh, man, the weather's going to, rain must be coming, my arthritis, I thought that was a crazy thing that old people thought. I am here to announce it's not. This weather right now, because I've got an arthritic
knee. I'm with you.
I feel horrible.
I know. I'm with you on
that.
And
it's because of the stinking weather. So to all the old people that I thought were crazy, I'd like to apologize to you, because I thought you were just old and you were imagining things. It is absolutely true, and it's the reason that doctors used to send people to Phoenix or Southwest or Southern California, where it's dry heat, the desert, and you lose that pain, that feeling. I'm not kidding. I got a couple of joints that are driving me nuts because of this weather. Now, speaking of pain, maybe it's not the weather. Maybe it's something going on in your feet, and it could be eliminated with a simple insert, an arch support. This leads us to the Good Feet stores. The reason the Good Feet stores are in business, and they've been in business for a while, you cannot possibly stay in business if what you're doing isn't working for a lot of people. All right? And it is for thousands of people. They have found relief in a simple arch support. You keep your own shoes. They're not in the shoe business. Certainly, if you have pain in your feet, the issue could be a slight modification in the way you walk or stand. Very slight. In fact, it's so slight, you won't really notice anything different about the way you walk or stand. What you'll notice is the pain is gone. The pain that was in your feet, the pain that was in your knee, your hip, your back. Give it a shot. It's 30, 40 minutes out of your life, and it would be worth it. Especially if that's the answer, and you find the answer and the solution and the end of that pain right there in the Good Feet store. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one in Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Let's see how the traffic looks right now with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, I got an issue out there northbound on 170 just north of Del Mar. The right lane is blocked due to a disabled vehicle. You're backed up to the Galleria northbound on 170. headed west on Highway 64. I got a pocket of volume now passing Hampton in that Forest Park area. Also some volume starting to build northbound on Highway 64 headed towards the Poplar. Same story northbound on 55 towards the Poplar as well. And a little bit of volume up in North County eastbound on Highway 270. Making your way around the bend, approaching, looks like Lindbergh. You open up by the time you get to New Florist. And also, construction delays headed towards the Kaskaskia River, westbound on Highway 64. Got a several mile back up there on the Illinois side, headed west of Oakville. This update brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm Sleep Happy Summer Sale. Sleep Happy on a pillow top queen set as low as $299.99, plus 0% APR financing, only at Mattress Firm Sleep Happy Summer Sale. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Travel back in time with Circus Flora's all-new...